I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Students have spent the week learning about the art of video production and producing mini documentaries on fisheries. Tonight, their work will be shown at a screening at the State Museum and Library. So here with me is Marie Achima, director for Sea Stories. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi. We also have Annika Lindstedt, who's a seventh grader and a workshop participant. Hi, Annika.
Hi.
And Ethan Anderson, an eighth grade workshop participant. Hi, Ethan. All right, there we go. Now I got everybody's mic going. All right, well, thanks everybody for being here today. Marie, let's start with you. Tell me about Sea Stories.
Thanks for having us. So Sea Stories is a nonprofit that I founded, and it's been going for about a decade. And our mission is to build inclusive communities with film and story. And the nuts and bolts of what we do are film workshops with teenagers around the state and teacher professional development. So it's a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, wow. So how many of these workshops have you been a part of?
I've lost track at this point. We've done it in Kaktovik and Kodiak and
Oh, wow.
Nikolai, Nanwalek, and all sorts of places in between. So quite a few.
Oh, that's really great. And tonight's presentation at the State Museum, is that connected to the Mug Up exhibit?
Yeah. So the State Museum was inspired to do this film workshop in connection with their amazing Mug Up exhibit. And so they're really putting this on, and they've engaged and recruited 9 students to make films that are inspired and connected to the Mug Up exhibit. So, but students got to choose their own topics.
Oh, that's great. Well, I can't wait to hear about the films and from the filmmakers themselves. So, Annika, let's start with you. Tell me why you wanted to participate in this workshop.
I wanted to participate because I've always loved history and I wanted to learn more about making videos and movies and that type of stuff.
That's great. We do a lot of that here, too, at KTOO.
Yeah.
And how about you, Ethan? What made you want to join the workshop?
Because I wanted to learn more about film and screenwriting and also, I guess, how to use cameras for taking films.
Do you guys both like movies a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was one that you saw recently that inspired you or you really liked?
I've seen a lot. I guess... The Mandalorian from Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a cool one. How about you?
Me and my mom recently watched a Drain the Ocean on World War II from National Geographic, and I love those type of documentaries, so
wow.
I want to learn how to make those.
Wow, so you both must have been pretty excited to participate in the workshop, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your films. Ethan, we'll start with you. What is your film about, and why did you choose the topic that you chose?
I'm making a film about the life cycle of a salmon,
cool.
What it goes through, and I chose it because it came into my head first.
How about you, Annika?
My topic was about famous Alaskan shipwrecks and strange stories related to fishing, and I chose that because, like, the Drain the Oceans, they were going over shipwrecks and strange things that they found at the bottom of the ocean. And I wanted to try something like that.
Did you find out anything that you didn't know?
Yes, actually, I think the Clara Nevada ran into a rock, and it hit its illegal dynamite and powder store that was supposedly headed for the Treadwell mine. And it was a year's worth of dynamite and powder, and that blew apart the entire ship.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So what was it like doing this project at the State Museum? What was it like? Ethan, how about you?
Well, we all would get into a room, and we would do interviews with some people. And then we would go through the Mug Up exhibit and get B-roll, because at the State Museum there's a big exhibit for Mug Up and other stuff around Alaska. So we'd get B-roll from that, and then we would work on editing our films.
And what kind of B-roll did you shoot?
Most of my B-roll I got online, but we got some pictures of fish statues that were there. I think I got a couple pictures of a documentary that was playing. Most of my B-roll was online, though, that I got.
Mm-hmm. And what about your online B-roll? What's that?
Just videos off of YouTube of salmon.
Salmon? Salmon spawning and swimming?
Mostly. I don't have super specific B-roll since it's just salmon in general.
Yeah, nice. And how about you, Annika? What was your experience like at the museum?
It was very nice. Like, we went into the room. We usually had, like, a little briefing session over what we were doing that day. And then we'd sit down at our computers or cameras or talk to some people. Then yesterday we went and started collecting B-roll. And I was able to get pictures of the Princess Sophia's life preserver that was there on exhibit. And I also went through the museum archives to find some cool pictures.
What did you learn about operating camera or audio equipment, video and audio equipment? You go ahead, Annika.
I learned how to hold one of those big boom mics that looks like there's a surprised cattail on the end of a stick. And the cameras was very, very interesting, especially when I got to figure out how to zoom in and autofocus and that sort of stuff.
Surprise cattail. That's a very good description. I think everyone knows exactly what you're talking about. how about you, Ethan? What kind of gear did you get familiar with?
I learned how to use the shotgun mic. That's what you call it. It does not shoot. I tried. and it's more of a duster, in my opinion, than a surprise cattail.
I can see that as well. We have some funny names for them here, too.
I also learned how to use the camera and autofocus. And I learned the third...
Oh, the rule of thirds?
Yeah, rule of thirds, where you want the person not directly in the middle, but kind of to the side a little bit.
Right. Some framing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some tips and tricks for interviewing people that you learned? Because I interview a lot of people, and I could use some tips. Go ahead, Ethan.
Well, first, ask them to introduce themselves. Ask them quick questions that are not quick, but... not super long questions that are like 5 sentences, so they can't remember everything. Ask just one question, let them answer it. And also, when you're done interviewing them, ask what else they would like to share.
Good tips. Yeah. What would you add, Annika?
I would add that, yes, you want your questions quick and concise, but you also want them to get people to tell stories and give you more information than just what the question is about.
Right, like not a yes or no, exactly.
Yeah, or if there's a yes or no, you could ask, and why?
Yeah, that's good stuff. I've missed one already because I didn't ask any of you to introduce yourselves. I sort of introduced all of you for you. But I think I definitely agree. It's good to ask people and introduce themselves, and those are good tips on questions, too. So are you both all finished with your film projects?
No, definitely not.
Still got some work to do.
I'm mostly done. I still have to do some subtitles and color coding and audio and more B-roll. So a lot more, yeah.
Yeah, I have to do pretty much all that he's doing. So.
Well, so far, what are you pleased with your work? What are you proud of?
I am very happy that I'm making a 3 to 4 minute documentary. Mine's more going to be at like the 3 minute, half second... time mark. I'm really impressed that I was able to make that in only 4 days, and I'm very glad a part of my interviews lined up like perfectly with each other, and I was able to find some really good B-roll.
That's great. How about you?
Well, I'm glad I was able to make it so fast.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't as hard as I thought it'd be, I guess. I thought it would be really hard, and it's not as hard as I thought it would be. Because I have a lot of experience editing, too, so the editing part wasn't super hard for me.
Oh, yeah. How did you get editing experience?
I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, cool.
I make Minecraft videos.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm impressed. And how about you? What was the editing process like for you? Because I know for me it can be really tedious sometimes.
It was really quick. It was a lot easier than stop-motion animation. That's what I do most of the time. Oh, my goodness. Because you always have to, like, if you get one picture wrong, you have to redo the whole thing.
Wow.
And this, it was mostly you could just control Z and it would fix it. And that was the easiest part for me.
I think I need to take this workshop. Wow. You guys both sound like you're I'm just so impressed with the skills that you already have coming into the workshop, and then and now you've been a part of the workshop. So what's next for both of you? What are you going to do after this, at Ethan?
Well, try to learn more about film. I'm trying to learn about screenwriting, how to write a good story for a movie. But I thought I would need a good basis on how to use cameras and interview people and some more tips on making, on editing, I guess.
And how about you, Annika?
I'm definitely looking more into history. I like the museum. It's amazing. And all the archives are very, very nice. I'd love to try and make another film, maybe not quite as detailed as this one, but something similar. And maybe I'll work on more on stop motion animation and try and make a better story.
That sounds great. If either of you had an opportunity to participate in another workshop like this one or a similar opportunity, would you do it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. More opportunities.
Depends on how much money it would cost.
If you could, if there's anyone else out there who's thinking about doing something like this, what would you tell them?
I mean, you can do it. I think it's not that hard, depending on what one you do, but I think it's fun.
What would you share?
I'd say, yes, definitely do it. It has a lot of good life skills. It teaches you about history and filmmaking, and it helps with a lot of other things, like interviewing.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just been such a pleasure to meet you both. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
You're using my own tips against me.
I would have asked anyway, don't worry.
Kind of put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
That's the point of interviewing.
I guess. Come see my exhibit tonight at 6 at the State Museum.
Good answer.
Got to get the plug in.
Yeah. What will they see if they come to the museum tonight, Annika?
They'll see a lot of wonderful films made by a lot of middle schoolers and high schoolers that are... They're really nice. I've made some friends here, and I would love to just see. I'm excited to see all theirs. I really hope some people can come, and yeah.
I think it sounds absolutely worth coming to see. Go ahead, Marie.
I just wanted to chime in first. I am super proud of you all, you and your classmates. Like, my feeling of pride is through the roof, and I think the audience can understand that,
totally.
Why I feel that way. Second, I forgot to mention that there's a stop-motion animation workshop from 10 to 12 at the museum this Saturday. And it's kind of geared towards a younger audience, but we do have some middle and high schoolers coming. So if you're interested in joining us to do stop motion, you can RSVP, but you can also just show up on Saturday from 10 to 12 at the museum.
That's great. Annika, are you involved in that? Are you teaching it?
No, I'm not. We're still trying to decide whether to go hiking on Saturday morning or do the workshop. I'd love to do the workshop. Since my little sister's going into sixth grade, I think it would be great for her to learn some stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I really hope that we can do it, but I don't know what my mom has planned.
Well, hiking is important, too, especially this time of year. Again, it was great to meet you both. Once again, if you'd like to see the students' mini documentaries, it's tonight, 6 p.m. at the State Museum. Well, it's just been delightful. Thank you all for coming today.
Yeah.
And have fun tonight watching your documentaries up on the big screen and your buddy's documentaries as well. I'm really glad you guys came in to talk to me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.